This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, worldliness, the source of all sins. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of worldliness, the source of all sins in the Islamic lifestyle. In Islamic narrations and the verses of the Quran, the world has been defined as a place of amusement and an object of arrogance which has been severely condemned. Its attachment is not worthy of the lofty status of believers, and therefore they should strictly refrain themselves from being attached to its adornments. When we see the Quran, in the Quran Allah says, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. Here the word mata' means the passing enjoyments. And therefore it is said, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ, the life of this world is not except مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ, the passing enjoyments of deception. So about the word, this is what it's been defined by the Quran. Now the question is, what exactly is the world? When we look at the world, the existence of the world means we take earth, sun, moon, for example, stars, or the animals, or plants, trees. We have minds, we have human beings living in this world. So therefore, is this what this world actually means? And on top of that, when we talk about all these things, we, in the other way, we can say, like, we're talking about the eating, working, drinking, sleeping, marrying, and living in this world. Is this world what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said? This is the passing enjoyments. And is this something which is the root for all the sins? Or no, it is something else. Definitely, it's not these things. The reason is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us all these things as the blessing, and we need to be thankful to Allah for these blessings. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of the worldliness, the source of all sins in the Islamic lifestyle. We said that is the definition of world is what we see around us, or maybe what we perform, or maybe, you know, the parents that we have, the family that we have. Is this what is not desirable by the narrations and the verses? And the answer was no. The reason is that these are the bounties. These are the bounties that are given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The family that we have, the food that we eat, the sun and moon, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that in the alteration of the day and night, there are signs for those who believe. So these are the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The stars are the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The nature that we have around us, this is all the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what does it mean that worldliness, the source of all sins, when we say this? It means that all these things that are being given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these are the sources, these are the means to get to perfection. And if we are using this in the way of getting perfection, these are the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are something that are desirable. But if we have attachment to this and we think that this is our final destination, then obviously we are in the wrong way. We are thinking wrongly, because there is a hereafter. There is another world which is forever. And we all will travel from this world to that world. So therefore, we need to use whatever is in this world for the next world. And those who are attached to this world in a way that they think that this is the only life that they have, and this is what they got, and they don't think about others, they show arrogance. Due to their arrogance, they don't care about the people's right, the animals' right, the society or the environmental rights, and therefore it results to the worldliness which is being condemned by Islam. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.